So, an update with the Alita agreement. There's
the Kobe beef.
Yes, the Kobe beef agreement that needs to be massaged.
Bob, I need you here. Jerry's picking on you.
We can buy a lot of Kobe beef with this one. There's a couple of items that need to be sorted out with the board that I can go back to Mike Malmberg with. I've already sorted out the issue of having when the 24 connections begin to lapse. We had originally said 10 years, reached out to the board, got a majority back, and said we could switch that to 20 years. That was one of the things Alita wanted. The other issue, and this is probably the biggest one, is I asked Alita for a list of properties that these 24 connections are going to be connected to. I was thinking it was two properties. Mike Malmberg came back to me and wanted to know if we should just include a copy of the map of the district boundaries and say anywhere within this district. I am really concerned about that, just because I don't know where they are. I don't know where they would be. I don't know if they're going to be on the top of the mountain. I don't know if we have the infrastructure to even make those connections.
Right.
Personally, I would like to see some identified list of properties. It also gives her the opportunity to acquire more properties in the future, and really expands what she can do with that. And so, but I wanted to bring that up to the board and get your feedback.
Agreed.
Yeah, she should be able to identify.
They know what they identify.
Which ones she's talking about.
We can't afford too many more of these blank check type agreements.
Exactly. Yeah. We can't afford this one.
So my response to her will be then, you need to give me an idea of where these properties are. It should not be that difficult for them to identify. They should know what they own. Give me parcel numbers, and then I can, you know, put that into a map on an exhibit.
This is becoming classic COVID, basically.
Yeah.
She learned from the
she
best.
She herself may not even know where these properties are. Almost for sure she's in cahoots with other folks, and they're going to be trading these connections like baseball cards. It puts us at risk. I mean, we need to know where these connections are, because of the feasibility of a connection halfway down the Canyon Road, for example, is a problem that her sister-in-law might own. I mean, literally, it's at that level. I don't think we could do this deal without understanding where these connections actually are.
Agreed.
Can we write in there that these connections cannot be transferred at all? So we don't end up with this, like you were saying, this trading?
The connections are strictly limited to the property, so they could be transferred between the properties that she owns, and they can, you know, sell these properties, but the new owners would have to pay those fees. So these connections are strictly limited to those properties, so they're not going to be moving around.
Yeah, so that, I think that's what my point was, is that apparently there's the connections are guaranteed, and if she sells them, then they pay.
And this leads into the next section where I'm going to have to bring it up.
They pay us, not pay her.
Right.
Okay.
And if she sells, right now the time limit is 2 years. If she holds on to the property, and that's determined by when occupancy is determined, if she holds on to that for 2 years and longer, then she's not going to be subject to impact fees or connection fees. If she sells that before 2 years, then the new owner is going to be subject to paying that. Alita actually conceded and said she will pay that. Originally, we had said we were going to put a recorded lien on the property just to ensure that we can recover that.
Right.
But when she said she would pay that, I'm fine with that, but conditioned upon the contract having a provision to recover attorney's fees and costs, just so that has some teeth if we have to go to court on that.
Sure. Okay.
And then the last, very last thing with her is indemnification. And I've spoken with Don Barnett, and he's not terribly worried about this, but I am bothered about Alita's unwillingness to indemnify any claims that come through by or under the grantor, her father. And so it comes down to pick your poison. And so I've got a couple of alternatives that I need to discuss with the board. Let's see, let me pull those up. So this is Mike Malmberg's response. He says the Kobabes are not comfortable and are not willing to make general representations and warranties that the water is absolutely free of any adverse claim. As we discussed, they have spoken with their water engineer, and to the best of their knowledge, no such claim exists. He suggested two different alternatives. One was they will cover any and all claims for a period of 10 years. And so they put a time limit on that. The other one was they would cover in perpetuity, extending out, claims that they knew about. So those are two options that he suggested.
Could we have both of them?
pushed back on him, mm-hmm. and I suggested possibly going with the language of similar to a special warranty deed. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an exchange mm-hmm. of certificates, mm-hmm. but I suggested that we use language, seller agrees, as expressly limited below, to defend, indemnify, and hold harmless buyer as trustees, officers, agents, that may arise as a result of a claim by a third party asserting a right of ownership relating to the water stock provided, however, that this indemnification is limited to any claim by and through or under the sellers. I really thought she was going to bite on that.
No. How about if they give us 20 instead of 10? Like we gave her 20 instead of 10. I'd be okay with that.
Possibly.
I mean, I'll probably.
Another option that he put forth when he said no.
If she would extend it.
Was perhaps the indemnification can provide that if such a claim is raised, the district can elect to return the water, which we need it, to the co-babes, with the co-babes agreeing to return to the district payment to the district. I just don't understand the resistance because they should mm-hmm. know what they have done with these shares.
Sure, sure.
That kind of worries me right there.
Yeah.
That there's really... can't figure out why the resistance would be there unless there's something
right.
almost that they know about that they're not willing to share.
Right. Any third party claim would have to come by, through, or under them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that's where we stand. That's our last hiccup.
Cool. Because I'd love
that's
it to
the
be
last
done,
thing holding it up.
20. I like the 20.
If she'll take the 10 and move it to 20, of the two suggestions. If she'll move that to 20, I'm done with this. I mean, we got to get these shares.
We do.
Years ago. And so if she'll extend that even to 15, I would accept 15 because I won't be around and won't be my problem. So, no, I'm kidding.
Start with 20?
Yeah, start with 20. If she backed down to 15, I think we're good to go.
What do you think, Bob?
We've got to get this done. This is such a minor thing. Chances are there's not going to be anything coming up under this stuff. Because if there was an issue, it would already have arisen in this amount of time. So it doesn't concern me as much as other things do. So,
and that's one of the big issues, is how much of a risk does the board
That's what I'm saying. If there was going to be a claim against it, it should have already arisen, especially in light of everything that's been going on with Summit and everything else. So I'd say if she moved to 20 or 15, I'm good. Sign it. Let's get this thing done. Get the shares. Give her money. I see her at the gym twice a week, and she just, like, stares at me. No, she says hello. She's very nice.
Okay.
Even spoke with her husband yesterday.
What do you think, Bob?
Bob?
We needed Bob on this one.
Bob? I think Bob's...
Maybe got really mad and hung up.
I think Bob's gone.
I think
gone.
The surf broke.
Tea time. He had a tea time. Bob?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Yeah, here you are.
Okay, I'm less concerned about these indemnification issues, and I would prefer the longer term, obviously.
Yeah.
And if they, I don't think we have much alternative at this point to throw down the gauntlet on that.
Yeah.
But I want to know where these properties are. I mean, this could really be a problem. I mean, we're giving away free connections. Yep. If there's legitimate cost, I mean, huge cost to servicing a property that we don't know about, that we can't recoup with any sort of special assessment or impact fee, that wasn't a good idea.
They have to be within the district, though.
Okay.
I want to know where every one of these 24 connections is.
But do we want it even narrower?
Basically. That's for sure. In my brain. Otherwise, let's just press the send button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. debating this too long.
We all agreeing then on where we go from here, Chris, as far as going back?
Yep, specific properties, go get the indemnification provision resolved quickly, start out with 20, don't hold out long if she puts up much resistance, go to 15.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. Anything else under the closed meeting?
I want to talk a little bit about this Herman Wilson letter, a little bit.
Okay.
I stand by everything I said in the public meeting, so it's not a preview of two-faced comment. But I think something that I found out today that I didn't know, of the 120 plotted lots is phase one, and please interrupt, Paul, if I'm speaking incorrectly, 74 of those things still actually belong to Summit.
What was the number?
So this notion that these lots are being sold like hotcakes and they can't get enough of them, and people are dying to join the club, is fiction. Okay.
Yeah, this is true.
On top of that, they've only built seven homes up there, so it's not like people are dying to get in, okay? We need to be super careful with committing to an additional phase because the true reality of why what Summit needs is they need money to go to financiers so they can get additional money themselves to meet current expenses, okay? So when we construct and agree to this will serve letter, I mean, we need to cook in all sorts of protections, including additional storage and an agreement, sort of a build-out schedule that they're required to maintain, all these sorts of things, because we can't take on another service area with no revenue stream. It really makes me nervous because I'm really worried about this well.
If it's okay, I mean, if we want to continue this discussion further, I mean, I think that's fine if we do that in the open session, unless the Board of Trustees feels that there's imminent litigation connected to this issue.
No, that's all I wanted to say. I
agree with you, Bob. I think it's valid concerns, and that'll give us some direction as we move forward with the agreement.
Well, I think the issue will be...
They're not selling these lots like they think they would.
Well, it'll be slightly different if we're able to assess non-connect fees. They can do whatever they want. Right. If they're paying, you know, something into this, and I know we can't charge different non-connect fees for one customer versus another, but if they are truly going to move on to these other phases, if they're paying non-connect fees for lots they've quote unquote sold or they have plotted, Summit should be paying non-connect fees for lots that are developed and platted. Sorry, not platted.
Yep.
Platted.
That's a good point,
Kobe. Kobe. Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. All right. We ready to come out of closed session then?
I'll make a motion.
What are we going to do about this board over time?
Huh?
You know, we've had several groups of individuals, public people, notably in the crowd up in Powder Ridge, that have come on multiple occasions and requested to be put on this board. Okay. To the extent that the one group has hired an attorney or something to kind of better understand the mechanisms and all those things, I'm of the mind that we need to grow this board. Instead of five members, let's go to seven, make the additional two, sort of appointees, if you will, whatever sort of steps we need to take with this board. I think now is the time to begin to have those conversations.
Understanding, Bob, if we do that if they bring two more in, Summit would demand to have a seat on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Rightfully so. That's why we
already said it.
Right. Vote on it to get different opinions.
Right, sure.
And, you know, maybe there's a good spot for them on here. Maybe they would be a little more willing to be invested in making sure that we're solvent.
If it would be helpful for the board, I'm happy to go and just identify what the maximum parameters are for expanding the board and put that in the form of a memo and send that to you all.
Yes,
and
please.
Then we can put that on as an item for
the next meeting.
The next.
That's just my thought about where we need to go. We need, you know, it would help to have more public input. It would help to have more involved individuals on some of these tasks that need to be done. It really would.
I agree.
Good point, Bob.
Okay. Good point. Thank you.
That's it for me.
Okay, Trustee Ebert has moved that we go out of closed session.
Second.
Second by Jennifer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're back in open session.